When we come across someone who's experiencing heavy days and challenging times, often a person who says they walk in God's word will say to that person, praying for you, my brother, my sister, peace be with you, and then they go off and continue with their day. Have you served God in that way? In James chapter 2, verses 14 through 17, we learn, what does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. When we say works, what do we mean? An effort on your part, giving to others in order to heal what's hurting them. Moses teaches us in Deuteronomy chapter 15, verses 7 through 10, if there is among you a poor man of your brethren, within any of the gates in your land which the Lord your God is giving you, you shall not harden your heart, nor shut your hand from your poor brother. But you shall open your hand wide to him, and willingly lend him sufficient for his need, whatever he needs. Beware lest there be a wicked thought in your heart, saying, the seventh year of the year of release is at hand, and your eye be evil against your poor brother, and you give him nothing, and he cry out to the Lord against you, and becomes sin among you. You shall surely give to him, and your heart should not be grieved when you give to him, because for this thing the Lord your God will bless you in all your works, and in all to which you put your hand. In Luke chapter 6, verse 38, Jesus instructs us, give and it will be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom, for with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. And that's just one of the many examples of the teachings of Jesus on the idea of giving, but I want to share that one in particular with you because it's also wrongly used as a tool for the perpetrators of what's called the prosperity doctrine, which is the belief that if you give your, well, so-called teacher $100, God will bless you with a windfall of money in retirement. That's not what this verse means. The true meaning is that when you give of yourself to somebody, if, or more likely when, the day comes when you're facing troubles, then that giving will be repaid to you as someone cares for you. Thinking of the members of the military and veterans, we owe them not just good wishes, we owe them good deeds. Be there to listen to them. When you're around one of them, listen to their stories, encourage them to tell their stories. That alone brings them relief. When you see a veteran, a member of the military, thank them for their service. Here's an idea. When they're walking through the airport heading for their service destination, why don't you be the one to start a loud and a long round of applause for them? Help out the legitimate organizations like Wounded Warrior Project and there's many others which give comfort to veterans who are lacking money, food, and yes, even a home. When you give of yourself in works and not just words, you please God and show yourself to be a true and faithful child of His.